This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure being here on a Friday evening. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina, who has taken the night off to spend time with his family. And Joe will be back next week. But I'm delighted to be with us tonight is Sonia Smith, who you all know, folks. She is a constant and frequent guest of Joe's and somebody that I've enjoyed speaking with over the years as well. Welcome back, Sonia. Thanks for joining us on this Friday evening at Realside Radio. Real quick question for you, Sonia. How do you get your news?
I get it from all over because it takes a little elbow grease, but I certainly get it from cable. I get it a lot from the internet, and I get it from different sources. And I will admit the only sources I don't get it from is like the mainstream stories from CNN, MSNBC. It's like listening to another planet, and they're consistently wrong. So I like to check who has been consistently right, and then I know I can trust them. I seriously miss Rush Limbaugh. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I do too. Well, you're certainly not alone as somebody that likes to get a wide variety of news so you can, you know, decide what you believe is real. But apparently, a report just came out, a poll just came out that found that most CNN and MSNBC viewers have no clue about any of the Biden scandals or any of the bad news that has taken place in the last 2 years. Brent Bozell's MRC, I've had Brent on my show, super nice guy. Very, very smart. He says that this poll is just more evidence of the leftist media's corruption, election interference. It's no surprise that voters who rely on these leftist cable networks for their news are vastly less aware of Joe Biden's multiple scandals and policy disasters. CNN and MSNBC know exactly what they're doing, which is to bury the truth of Biden's failures in order to save Joe Biden from himself. And by the way, the different topics that they were asking viewers about who watch cable news on a regular basis for their news about the economy, Biden's border crisis, the Durham report, the Hunter Biden probe, Hunter's oligarch cronies, you know, obviously what took place with Ukraine and Russia and the big guy and the family corruption, bribery evidence against, and the list goes on. And less than half of the people that watch both CNN and MSNBC have never heard about any of these issues. Is that incredible to you?
That's really incredible, and so much to say about this. But first of all, these are people who are actually seeking news. I mean, we're not talking about people who don't watch the news. We're talking about people who are seeking to find out what's going on. And I always say faith comes by hearing. And if you are getting a constant flow of misinformation, That's why it's so hard to talk to your relatives. That's why it's so hard to have a conversation with somebody on the other side of the aisle. And this is done on purpose. And what's more insidious is that they will deem what we're learning as misinformation, and that they're in cahoots with social media to keep us silent. That's really scary. That's beyond being inept, if you want to say that CNN and MSNBC are just bad at their job. No, this is on purpose. They will give a hint to these stories, like the border crossing, but then the bottom line, their spin on it, is that maybe people on the right don't want to see brown people coming into the country, that that we have an issue with brown people coming into the country, and they'll do that story as they have bigger hearts, that we're bigger than this. This is what America is. They can do the story, but the spin, the twist they put on it is very insidious.
I think you're absolutely correct, and it even goes deeper than that, because what they're doing, and I think you just correctly stated, is by design, and it's to manipulate your worldview, and we saw that firsthand. Now, look, you can argue with me, and you could say that the last election, Biden won that fairly. I'm not going to argue with you, except for the fact that, no, he didn't. And what I mean by that is that, okay, so forget about the voter harvesting and the drop boxes and the stop clock in the middle of the night and the whole thing. Forget, put all that to the side. That's gone through the courts, and apparently they didn't find anything. There was no there. But what we do know for a fact, 100% fact, is that social media and mainstream media suppressed real true stories about Hunter Biden's laptop, and they somehow finagled 50 CIA officers to come out and say that it was all Russian misinformation and Russian collusion, and that Facebook and Twitter would cancel you, including New York Post, the oldest newspaper in America, to prevent people from knowing the truth. And now polls that have come out since subsequently suggest that between 6% and 17% of people that voted for Biden, if they knew about Hunter Biden's laptop and what it had on there, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. That is ball game, folks. That's the election.
Yeah. That's very, very scary. It's beyond being frustrating. It is very scary. The free press is very important in this country.
We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more coming up after the break. I've got Sonia Schmidt here with Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe at joemessina.com. We're going to be talking a little bit after the break about the Supreme Court this week. They declared affirmative action college admission. It was unconstitutional. And we're going to talk about this and what we are looking at next, and how Joe Biden's going to respond to all of this, folks.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Found a way. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina on a Friday evening. It is a pleasure being with you all here. And right before the break, I actually teased that we were going to be talking about the Supreme Court decision here, whereby we are no longer looking at affirmative action college admission, at least in some of the Ivy League schools, and that's probably going to trickle down to other schools. There is a vast majority of people in the country that support the Supreme Court's decision on this. I don't think anybody ever thought that using race as an admission criteria has ever been fair. This goes back decades. I remember people that shouldn't have got into schools when I was applying for college got in, and other people didn't that had better grades. And so race was always a determining factor. First of all, we have Sonia Schmidt, who is joining us here for the rest of this hour. And Sonia, just out of curiosity, what was your immediate reaction to the Supreme Court's decision on this?
I was stunned. The same way I felt when I found out that there was a change in Roe versus Wade. Those are two things I assured my liberal colleagues and friends that would never change. I thought that those were baked in the American cake at this point. So I was absolutely stunned that this actually happened. So I was even more stunned at the reaction from the left. And it doesn't matter that the majority of people agree with that ruling, just like the majority of Americans really don't want abortion on demand. The left really doesn't care what the majority of people want.
Right.
Go back to what you said about Joe Biden actually sitting in the White House right now. It's a fallacy. But I just find this to be an exciting turn of events for black people. I know that people on the left, and I know there's probably some black people who are thinking now, what are we to do? But to me, you see the true racism of people on the left, like Michelle Obama and others who are going, well, there goes opportunities for black people. We will never make it into these places without affirmative action. And I just go back to, and I don't think he was the original author of this saying, but when I heard George Bush say, soft bigotry of low expectations, I always thought that was the greatest saying ever, and it certainly surmises what the left does. But to say that we won't be able to do this without their help, it's in your face how they expect you not to be able to succeed without government help. If this doesn't show you folks, I don't know what does. And to be honest, if they didn't need the black vote, they wouldn't care one way or another. If Asians were there for their meal ticket, they would have been supporting Asians. This is not about their caring of black people. If they did, they would, after this is all said and done, roll up their sleeves and go, okay, what can we do in the black community and black schools to bring it up so that these children are capable of applying to Ivy League schools? What can we actually do? What's lacking? What can we bring to the table? And maybe, hey, here's an idea. Maybe we'll stop boycotting school choice. Maybe we can start there if they really cared about black people. But that's not their drive. That's not their agenda. This was just another one of their emotional virtue signaling, and probably a great way for them to get money, is the whole affirmative action program.
You know, you're in danger of making sense here, and actually raising another issue altogether, and that is what the left likes to do is instead of actually focusing on the real issue. The real issue, which you just, you know, kind of talked about, addressed around a little bit here. I'll give you a quick example. You know, the whole thing regarding Joe Biden and the student loan relief, where he believed that it was better to give everybody $10,000 or $20,000, depending upon the type of loan that you got. If you're still in school and if you still have student loans, forget about people that have paid off their loans and forget about people that don't have any loans or didn't go to school. And instead of actually going and attacking the main issue of the massive level of inflation in education, and so, okay, we're not going to actually attack the real issue itself because these are our benefactors. These are the people that actually pay us, the student union and teachers unions and so on and so forth. And it goes back to this issue. It goes back to this issue saying that, okay, listen, you know, if we're going to talk about affirmative action as an answer to quote-unquote systemic
systemic racism, which is where it's come from. It's saying, you know, blacks, you know, grew up in families that weren't up par with their black or Asian counterparts, and so they have to get a hand up. And so that's what affirmative action came from. Okay. I understand that, and my heart goes out to the individuals that are stuck in inner-city school districts that the teachers' unions have completely ignored and are pretending don't exist, and they are funding the Democrats to keep systems exactly the way that they are. We just saw today that the governor of Pennsylvania, who ran as a Democrat, to improve education by doing what? Bringing in school choice. This is a Democrat because he sees the failure of inner city schools in Philadelphia, and he says we need school choice and we're going to provide vouchers. And he just went against his own campaign saying that he will no longer support that because why? The Democrats and the teachers unions basically said that we will primary you, we'll run against you, we are the power here. So instead of dealing with the real issue of black education in the inner city, in the urban areas where school teachers are sent to die, to sent after being disciplined, those are the worst schools in America. Instead of improving that, they want to use affirmative race-based agendas to get people into school. It's all about papering over the real issues, Sonia.
And it's all in our faces. If we don't see it now, I don't know when we will see this. They don't care one way or another about black students, about black families. They all but destroyed excuse me, the black family, which is going to make education a real problem. I am allergic to something around here. Poverty is a real problem. If you're not bringing in taxes in the neighborhood you live in, chances are the school district's going to stink and teachers aren't going to work there. What do they do? They offer us welfare. Get rid of the black father.
Well, let me just say this, because we're coming into another commercial break here, and I want to talk about this with you after. One of the answers from the left is now about going after legacy admissions. And guess who got his granddaughter into a school that shouldn't have gotten into the school? Joe Biden. We're going to talk about this right after the break here. Got Sonia Schmidt here, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could affect the health of the people there?
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The baggie found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back here, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back on Monday. He's got some family business happening over this weekend. And give me a phone call, and as always, I will step in when needed. I will answer the call from Joe, and delighted tonight because I've got two full hours with Sonia Schmidt, who is, we're just pulling it all apart and putting it back together again. And right before the break, we were just talking about how affirmative action was overturned by the Supreme Court, which a vast majority of Americans all agree with the Supreme Court decision, by the way, which is nice to see. Democrats as well as Republicans, fewer Democrats than Republicans and independents, but Democrats nonetheless. But one of the things that there was the response from this administration, as well as many, many leftists out there who were crying over affirmative action, race-based admissions being overturned, is they want to see that legacy admissions, in other words, having a child admitted to a college because their parent went to that college. Legacy admissions is a real thing. And Sonia, here's the ironic thing. In 2018, Hunter Biden tapped his dad and a number of Biden family connections to get his daughter, Maisie Biden, into the University of Pennsylvania. And Maisie apparently had lousy grades. She would not have been admitted. And after many meetings between Joe Biden and the president of University of Penn, her name was Amy Gutman, I believe, she was eventually admitted. And she graduated from there with a Bachelor of Arts degree. Now, that is more than legacy. And the reason is because in July of 2021, President Joe Biden nominated Amy Gutman to serve as his ambassador to Germany. The Senate confirmed Gutman's nomination with a 54-42 vote. Quid pro quo, anybody? That goes beyond legacy admissions, right, Sonia?
That's absolutely true. I'm glad you mentioned that about Miss Amy Gutman. A little incentive there for doing whatever she had to do. But I have to tell you, my honest opinion about this is it happens. Nepotism runs deep. I mean, I worked in Hollywood. If it wasn't for that, there probably wouldn't be a lot of people working there. So I don't know how, if people are getting money or if they have, you know, higher statures, like the, you know, the vice president of the United States, I believe, at the time. Yeah, there's going to be a certain amount of people who get that, those privileges. I also think that once, when black students go there, they're going to create their own legacy. That they're, once they are, they apply and they're capable of being there and their families are donating and, listen, they're going to be able to have that same privilege as well. So I do think that nepotism and that sort of thing, you're not going to be able to get away from. I do think it's hypocritical for the administration to act, you know, to clutch their pearls about the affirmative action thing while they've done the same thing. But I often said that the left never, they're not self-reflective. They don't have the ability to go, well, gee, I kind of did that, so. I don't have a huge problem with the legacy. I know that one of my children, I lived in the hood and I didn't want my children to go to school there. And my ex-husband was a school teacher and knew that to get them in a, charter school, they needed white kids. So on the application, we said that she was white and we got her into the school. And when her younger sister came along, you know, a few years later, needed to go to that school, siblings were able to get in a lot easier than other people. So I think there's going to always be certain advantages to positions in, you know, in school. So jobs like Hollywood. But I'm not having a huge problem with that.
The problem is, and you just brought up Hollywood, and we can go back to our first hour's discussion, and Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilms, she on all accounts, and I'm not a huge fan of the Star Wars series, but on all accounts, her legacy will forever be known as the person who destroyed the iconic films of our childhood. And Kathleen Kennedy would never have grown beyond, would never have been brought up through the ranks. She was a bean counter, originally working well under Steven Spielberg. And apparently even Steven Spielberg and George Lucas have complained about her, but who is she married to? She's married to legend producer Gary Marshall, who's done phenomenal films. Yes. And a lot of people don't know this. So you talk about nepotism in Hollywood, it has an impact. Because this woman has single-handedly destroyed Indiana Jones, she single-handedly destroyed Star Wars, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's out there that apparently they're pulling off of the Disney Channel or the Disney streaming service, Disney Plus, because it is so bad under this woman's leadership. So it does have a, you know, you can't, meritocracy counts, Sonia. Meritocracy counts. You should deserve a position because of your work.
You should, but I will tell you, in Hollywood, they...
Uh-oh. Sonia? I think you fell asleep on your dial. Sonia? Did we lose you? Hello? Okay. Okay. Well, we got ourselves a little bit of a snafu there. Sonia, if you're listening to this, please, yeah, we'll try you back. The Switch Ward will certainly try you back here. But, by the way, the Biden Center, we were just talking about Joe Biden, getting his granddaughter, Maisie Biden, into, the University of Pennsylvania, which, by the way, has raked in over $1 billion in foreign funding. After launching a think tank, Free Beacon reported that the university paid Joe Biden more than $900,000 from 2017 through 2019, even though he taught no regular classes and attended around a dozen ticketed events at the campus. And Hunter Biden was so confident in his connection, his dad's connection to Gutman, that he thought he could reinvent himself as a professor at her prestigious school. Okay, Sonia, welcome back. What happened there?
And I would say saying something so profound.
It was the best thing you've ever said, and we will never know what it was.
I've ever said on the radio, ever. But I will tell you, from working in Hollywood, and this woman, she sounds like the Bud Light lady, that she has single-handedly ruined a lot of things. But often in Hollywood, they don't view that as a failure. At their dinner parties and, you know, the only place I've seen where people fail upwards, they champion people who do this sort of thing because they're trying to virtue signal. They're trying to change society. Often when I was in the writer's room and they'd be creating a story, I would tell them that this is very distasteful to many American people. And their response was, many American people are stupid. And we're going to keep doing stories like this until we shut it down their throat, until they get it, until they smarten up. So I don't, if you go to a movie lately, you're going to see a lot of trailers of girl, female heroes. The boys are always dumb. The girls are the heroes. You spoke about another movie, I think it's called Elemental.
Yes.
That movie is full of rainbows.
Failed.
A female lead. And all of the trailers, but not only the trailers, but the commercials that you see before a movie, there is not one masculine man to be seen, not one. So there is an agenda that they're doing, whether they, you know, yes, it's clear they've lost money on these things, but they're going to keep doing them until we smarten up.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, failing upward. Isn't that our vice president?
Exactly. Kamala, you mentioned her earlier. And you want to talk about affirmative action?
Yeah. You keep hitting, for some reason, you keep hitting the phone pad there. I'm not sure what that is. We keep hearing a tone there. But, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So, okay. You talk about Kamala and, you know, the word salad that just is vomitous from this woman's mouth with the cackling. She is the least popular president in the history of polling, apparently. And, of course, that's because of racism and because of sexism, and we cannot have an opinion about this woman that is in any way negative because of racism and sexism. And so, you know, the fact that this woman, and I'm sure you heard the word salad spew out of her mouth earlier today, is, I think that is Joe Biden's protection. Right? We'll talk about this coming up here more after the break with Sonia Schmidt. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. He'll be back on Monday on a Friday evening here. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled.
Sonny, are you still with us? There we go.
I am. I hope I am.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay. Okay, it's a pleasure being with you. And, folks, we have Sonia Schmidt, who is going to be joining us for the rest of this hour. And then I'll be back after the break for hour number three. We're going to be talking a lot about a lot of different things, especially when it pertains to the things that I'm sure that you care about. But one of the things I'm sure you care about right now, and, Sonia, I'd love your opinion on this. we just had a wonderful 4th of July this week, and we salute America. And apparently, we started out, you know, last hour talking about some of the responses to the American flag. People apparently on social media were taking great exception to people flying the flag, calling you a racist. But it got even worse. R&B singer and actor Jill Scott blasted America by changing the words of the national anthem, claiming it's an oppressor state, during a live performance on stage, the Essence Festival. And she referred to the systemic racism in America, saying that the country is not the land of the free. The Essence, it's a lifestyle magazine, and everybody apparently applauded it, I suppose. What do you know about this, Sonia?
I don't know anything about that, but there's nothing that you've said that makes me surprised at all. One thing is that people want to belong to a tribe. They want to be. They want to have their group that they associate with, party with, and if someone on the left stands out and says, you know, America's a wonderful place, I'm very grateful for the career path, the opportunities that it's given me, and the opportunities to make enough money that I can give to others and help other people, because we're a charitable country, they would get kicked out of their tribe. So there's a part of me that has a little bit of sympathy, because there aren't that many courageous people. But in on the left and in Hollywood and entertainment, there's a lot of really dumb people that can sound really smart because they're entertainers. And they're all going to get a huge applause, and they're going to go to dinner parties and be celebrated. Just like I'm saying in the earlier segment about these people who are single-handedly ruining many of our movies, many of our franchises. But trust me, at their dinner parties, they are heralded, because they are promoting an agenda. So I don't know about the Jill Scott story, but I am not at all surprised. There was recently an WNBA, a women's basketball star, who said the same thing. And she's doing extremely well. But you're not going to be cool. You're not going to be a part of your tribe. You're not going to be even considered black if you don't say something like that. And it takes a very courageous person to come out and say, you know, all I said in Hollywood one day, they were talking about George Bush and things on the left and all that. And I said, you know what? Not everybody feels the way that you do. That's all I said. And Ted looked around. They froze in there in mid-sentence, and they demanded that I explain what I meant by that. And it was never the same for me since.
You're talking about groupthink in particular industries, and yes, you're correct. You know, people like this are celebrated by their own, and it goes back to what we were saying before. You know, you're in an echo chamber, and that is all you know. If you only watch MSNBC and CNN, you have no idea about all of the problems this country is facing right now under Joe Biden. You have no idea about Hunter Biden. And so, you know, when you get somebody like this singer, Jill Scott, and she gets up there and she says, oh, say, can you see by the blood in the streets? This is not the land of the free, but the home of the slave. Okay, listen, we're living in an age right now where you've got states like California that have commissions for reparations, and they're coming out saying that every black person, you know, in city of San Francisco should get $5 million or some ridiculousness, okay? And you've got this idea whereby victimhood and victocrats, and I know Larry Elder talks about that a lot. I've read his books, and he talks about victocrats as actually a political class. that they need to perpetuate that victimhood because of the race hucksters that use that to raise money. They live on the Al Sharptons of the world, and that if we are not living in a racial society, if we are not living in a racist society where white supremacy is the biggest threat to this country, then all of those people are out of work. And they use people like this singer. They use people like, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, go back several years, Beyonce. It's all the same thing. And they're putting their race as a badge of identification. It's race first. You and I have spoken many times over the years. I don't think of you as a black woman. I think of you as a strong woman. I think I don't look at race in that way. Most people don't. But they would assume because I'm a white man that I think about that all the time. And it allows people like this R&B singer to get up there and cut it up on stage and get an applause from the audience. And you go, girl, and support, support, support. Is there anybody on that side asking the real questions of to what end does this benefit them?
I don't think they go that deep, Dave. I honestly don't think they're asking what productive value that brings to black children to be told that the world, that America is against them at every turn, that the police are going to jump out of nowhere and beat them to death or shoot them, that they can't now get in school without the help of the government or some sort of privilege because of their color. They're not thinking about what this tells black kids. They don't know what CRT actually says. They think that it's teaching a fair accountability of slavery in this country. So, A, they're not well-informed, as you mentioned, on the MSNBC, CNN viewership. And B, I just don't think that they want to be, because if they are informed, what happens when you find out that the old white man who has a huge American flag and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth is one of the nicest people that you're ever going to meet? What do you do with that?
Well, the problem is that you want to think for yourself. But there's a lot of people, and when I say the problem is that it's the problem for them, right? You're an independent-minded person, and you're going to gain the facts based upon your own research and your own life experience, and you educate yourself based upon the facts that are around you, not what you're being, what's being promulgated by narratives within the media. That's the problem for them.
If you stay in your community. You stay isolated and you stay victimized, chances are that you're not going to have any of those life-affirming changes. And that's what the left makes sure you have. I don't know if you remember when the left was seriously trying to get Ebonic to be a viable language for black people.
Yeah, I do.
Knowing that
that was a congresswoman pushed that?
Yes. So, listen, they don't have our best interest at heart. And it's funny, people like Jill Scott and others would say that I'm the sellout, that I'm carrying the white man's water. I would fly an American flag, and I don't even know that I'm supporting racism. Because they could never have a conversation with me. I can't have conversations with people leftists in my own family. So, I mean, we all know what that experience is like. They don't know what they're talking about. They're not informed, and you better shut up if you bring up a different point of view.
Yeah. Sonia, I just want to thank you for your courage and for standing up and being a voice of reason. And thank you for the last couple of hours that you shared with us tonight on a Friday. I really wish you a wonderful weekend. And next time I'm on, I'd love to have you back on as well. I'm usually on Wednesdays.
Great.
So we'll have to reconvene. I know you're a regular fixture with Joe. You keep fighting the fight, and here's the thing that I'm learning, that people are sick and tired of all of this. They just want to work and take care of their families. They don't want to be they don't want to be lectured to by the far crazies on either side. And we just want to live our lives. And I think that's where you come from, a place of common sense and meritocracy. So thank you for everything that you do, Sonia. We'll have you back on again very, very soon.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Likewise. And folks, I'll be back after the break. AI robots at the United Nations are telling us that they can run the world better than us. Yeah, this is a real thing. This is not sci-fi, folks. This just happened. We'll be back after the break.